Morning, Dean.
How are you going?
Yeah, really well, thanks, mate. Appreciate your time this morning. And how crucial do you feel the week off has been for the side after that win against the Sharks?
Yeah, look, it's been massive. We gave the boys 3 days off after that game against Cronulla that went for 90-odd minutes. So it was important to give them some time off. And then we've just jumped into our prep and trained day on day off leading into Friday night.
Dean, lots of talk about conditions up in Townsville and how hard it is, or how hard it's been for any team to go up there this year and play. And you boys have obviously owned that as well. You know, your own backyard, your home ground. Do you expect it to be no different? Do you expect it to be hard for Parra to, you know, to get up there and play? And it looks to be, you know, 26, 27 degrees, I think the forecast is at the moment.
Yeah, look, it is an advantage if we hold the ball.
Yeah.
So at the moment, it's about 30 degrees during the day and it's quite hot and we're used to it. But if we're turning the ball over and we've got to do extra tackling, it's going to sap our juice. So we need to play the game the right way and we've been pretty good at that most of the year. So we need to make sure that we're doing what we do and we'll give ourselves the best chance to beat Parra.
Dino, good to speak to you and congratulations on the success you've had so far. But you're coming up against a Parramatta team who, when they're at their best, they can beat anyone in the competition. But we know that sometimes, you know, that's not always there. But when they're at their best, for me, is that offloading style that they have. How much talk and work have you done on trying to limit the offloading in their game? Or if they do offload, how do you counteract that?
Yeah, look. How you going, Loz, anyway?
Yeah, good, thanks, Dino.
Good to speak to you, mate. I haven't spoken to you for a while. But first of all, you've got to stop their momentum at the ruck, Loz. As you know, Paulo and Campbell Gillard get them on the front foot, and I don't think that's what Canberra did. Moses and Gutherson and Brown, them playing fast over the advantage line, hard to handle. So we need to, you know, control their forwards to begin with. With the offloads, we concede the least amount of offloads in the competition this year, so we've done a heap of work on locking up the ball, and we're not going to be able to stop all of them. We understand that, so our reaction after the offload's got to be good. And we haven't, you know, spoken about it too much. We just do what we do and focus on the training. When we're doing our contact and our tackle technique, we've always got an awareness of the ball, and we need to be good in that area. But as I said, with Paulo, the way he turns his body into the line, you can't really wrap the ball up. So you need to make sure you're presenting the line, you're reacting fast when he gets them away.
Dean, what's been some of the biggest changes from obviously last year's performances to where you boys sit now? There's no doubt a lot of people didn't expect you to be in the position you are this season, and you boys deserve a lot of credit for that. But what has been some of those significant changes?
Oh, the two biggest things for me is time and personnel. The first one is time. Is our first year that we got here, we had a really shortened pre-season because of the COVID situation. So we had about 3 weeks with the kids and about a week and a half with the senior players before Christmas. You have 2 weeks off and then in 5 weeks' time, you're into the season and starting to play footy. So that's not a lot of time when you're changing the way you want to defend and changing the way you want to attack. This year, we obviously didn't make the semis and we had 7 weeks with the younger guys and 5 weeks with the older guys. So that gave us a lot more time to get them up to speed and do the same drills for a long period of time. So that was the first thing. And the second thing is, you know, our edges are completely different to what they were when we first started with this group. Obviously, Jeremiah Nenai is playing edge back row and then we've had Tommy Gilbert. Two, you know, new centres in Valentine Holmes and Peter Hicku and two new three defenders in Tommy Dearden and Chad Townsend. So that's been the biggest thing, I reckon, Michael.
Mm. Hey, Dino, how much of an advantage has it been for you guys, the fact that some of these young guys were exposed to State of Origin football this year? Because you look at Murray Taulagi, Tom Dearden, Tommy Gilbert, Jeremiah Nenai, just to name a few, Ruben Cotter. And then also you had Reece Robinson in and around the New South Wales camp. So how much of an advantage do you think having those guys get that big game experience will hold you in good stead for the next couple of weeks?
Yeah, it's huge, mate. We've obviously got Kyle Felt and Chad Townsend, Jason Tamalolo and Jordan McLean, who have all won premierships before. So their experiences around the group this week's been awesome. But you're right, Big game's a little bit different, and it's sort of the build-up and the intensity of the game. And our boys held themselves up great in that Origin period, and especially Tommy Gilbert. I mean, he went on in the second minute, and he's, I think it was in the third Origin, and had to play massive minutes. And Jeremiah Nenai, just 19 years of age, and playing 80 minutes in the third game. So they're not going to be overawed by the occasion, and they know it's going to be a big crowd and a big occasion, but they're all looking forward to it.
Dean, describe the support from the community there around North Queensland. I'm sure you must hear the most awesome stories about people who travel from, I don't know, cattle stations 12 hours away for games regularly, etc. Tell us about that community and how they love their team.
Yeah, I've never seen anything like it, to be honest. I've spent my whole career at the Dragons, and when the team's going well, the Dragons fans are unbelievable. But up here, it's like a religion. Everything's all about footy, and we're just so happy that we've got a big game in front of our fans to sort of repay them for last year, to be honest. That's the way I feel. Like, we lost 10 games in a row last year, and fans still turning up, and we were getting beaten by 30 points, and we'd scored the last try, and they're still cheering and hanging around and, clapping the boys. So we certainly haven't forgotten that, and we want to repay them with a real tough Cowboys performance on Friday night.
And how much are you personally loving it in Townsville? Can you envisage yourself elsewhere in, I guess, the short to medium term?
Oh, look, I'm having a great time. Todd's great to work for, and this group of players that I've got, they're just so coachable. They turn up the training, always looking to get better and really take criticism and feedback really well. And my wife, Brooke, and kids are really enjoying the Townsville lifestyle. So we're happy at the moment. Winning's a lot more enjoyable than losing, so we might hang around for a little while yet.
Yeah, what's been the difference in Valentine Holmes' year compared to last year, Dino?
I think he's had another time, like extra time to get ready conditioning-wise. Like, when he come back from the NFL, you speak to Val about the different types of training, and over there it's obviously all about power and one effort where it's a real endurance game, the NRL, especially the way the game's played these days. And, we thought that he might be the fullback, and then obviously how demanding it is defensively, how much work you've got to do. And Todd sat down and said, I don't think that you're going to be our fullback. I think Hamaso could be our fullback for the year, so it's going to be wing or centre. And Val didn't want to play wing. Didn't want to play wing, and he was motivated, and he turned up with Chad Townsend and Scott Drinkwater about 2 or 3 weeks before they were due back. And they ripped into their weights, and they hired a speed coach, and he turned up an incredible Nick Val, and he's just really dove into position. And as you know, Loz, like, defending at centre's tough. Like, you're faced with a lot of decisions that you've got to make, and Val's self-belief about making it work has been awesome, and I've enjoyed working with him, and he's had a great year, and he'll probably find himself in that Australian team at the end of the year.
On occasion, it's going to be prelim final, Townsville, Cowboys, Eels. Dean, appreciate your time. Good luck and enjoy.
No worries. Thanks for having me, guys.